Minnesota News Network, good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is calling for a state and federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in response to the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church and School. Frey says if broader legislative efforts fail, he's open to pursuing city-level restrictions, even if they face legal challenges.
We need action at the federal level. We need action at the state level. We need coordination with the cities around the country to make sure that every person has this common foundation of safety where they can send their kid off to school and have the confidence that they will be safe.
The Minnesota legislature has passed the red flag law and expanded background checks, but efforts to enact broader reforms have stalled. Hundreds gathered at the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis last night to honor the victims of the mass shooting. Rabbi Marcia Zimmerman of Temple Israel says we need to pray for strength to face this grief and hold each other in love.
To commit ourselves to a world where schools are sanctuary of safety and learning and imagination and hopes and dreams. Never the scenes of horror.
People from many different religions attended the interfaith prayer service in the historic Catholic Church. A Maryland man who traveled to El Salvador is the first human case of New World screwworm in the U.S. State veterinarian Brian Hafe says northern states like Minnesota haven't been concerned about this destructive parasite.
Getting into our area through livestock importation, we just don't see a lot of imports from countries like Mexico this far north, but we do see people traveling a lot to those areas. And of specific concern to us have been the uptick in pets that are traveling with their owners.
He says there's also concern about the spread of New World screwworms in wildlife. The University of Minnesota football team is celebrating a 23-10 win over Buffalo in the season opener last night at Huntington Bank Stadium. Gopher coach P.J. Fleck says his team stepped up in the second half.
There's a lot of players that are young that are touching the football right now, and there's a lot of new players on that field. They could have quit. They could have given up. They could have given in. The response and the resiliency and the courage to keep going, no matter who we're playing, matters to me.
Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey went 19 for 35 for 290 yards and threw two touchdowns and one interception in his first start. Darius Taylor ran for 141 yards. Minnesota hosts Northwestern State next Saturday. And there's a fundraiser tonight in Champlin to benefit the families of fallen House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and Senator John Hoffman. The city postponed its Father Hennepin Day event on June 14th following the shootings at the lawmakers' homes. This is MNN.